The discovery that they were being trailed by a DC-3 aircraft on their flight to Bull Moose Lake led Hop to attempt radio contact with Gale at Duval. But instead, Chris Lincoln cut in and told them what had happened. Because the debt had not been paid, Red Louie had commandeered Chris's second DC-3 and, together with Pierre the Frog and a pilot, had flown north to discover the location of the gold mine. For an hour or more, Hop tried desperately to throw the other plane off his trail, but the second pilot held on grimly. Then a convenient cloud bank seemed to offer a solution, but when Hop nosed the Catalina from it, his heart sank to see a plane ahead of him, a DC-3. But now it was even worse. The gold mine at Bull Moose Lake was in full view from both planes. To Tank, the situation seems hopeless, but to Hop, the tussle has not finished yet. He is still racking his brains to find a way out.
The trouble is, he has a lead on me now. I wonder if I could nose down in front of him and hit him off.
Well, how can you? With a full load, the old cat won't do much more than 180 miles an hour. He's flying empty, so he can top 200. There's nothing we can do to stop him.
I wonder if that cloud's likely to help us. Pretty low. Good grief.
What's up?
Look back there, Tank. Coming out of the cloud.
Well, jumping jitties. Am I seeing double?
No fear you aren't. There's a second kite coming out of that cloud. Another DC-3.
Yeah, but the bloke in front of us.
Catalina from DC-3. Are you switched on, Hop? For Pete's sake, come in over.
It's Chris.
Oh, of course it is. We should have our heads red, Tank. We've been following the wrong plane.
Well, I'll be blown.
Hello. Hop here, Chris. I know what you're going to tell us, but you can come in. Over.
I just caught sight of you following me, Hop, and there's another plane behind you. What the dickens do you think you're doing?
Well, I thought I was trailing Red Louie's plane, but apparently it was yours, Chris. Now he's coming to the picture, and we're thoroughly in the soup.
You can say that again, Hop. Look what he's doing now.
Stand by for a second, Chris. What is it, Tank?
The second kite, Red Louie's. He's not taking any notice of us now. He's heading straight for Bull Moose Lake.
Oh, then he's seen it. Chris, I'm afraid the game's up completely now. Red Louie's seen the mine, and he's flying directly for it. What do you think we'd better do? Over.
Is there any chance of heading him off? Over.
Oh, I've been trying to think of some way, but even if we did, it wouldn't help very much. He knows where the place is now. He'd only come back to it again. Over.
All right. We'll go down and face Avery. Doesn't seem to be anything else for it. I'll go in first, then you follow. Over.
Roger. I hate to say it, Chris, but I'm afraid that won't be the end of the operation. Once we're in position, Red Louie will come straight down behind us. There's no way to stop him.
Better make up your mind what you want to do, Mr. Duval. My first plane's circling to go in.
Can you make, what is it you call it, the big circle on the settlement?
Yeah, I can circle easily, you know.
Then do that, until we see what happens.
Those boys down there must be glad to see company arriving. Look at them running out into the lake.
I think maybe we puzzle them a little.
By making a convoy of it. Yeah, I guess they didn't expect three planes up today.
Where do they land? Can you see this?
He's going to touch down on that smooth stretch to the east of the settlement. It looks like a frozen lake to me.
It is a lake. On the chart it is marked Bull Moose Lake.
You say that's a gold mine down there, do you?
It is a very rich gold mine, Rogers. I make inquiries about this Avery, and I find they only spend this money when there is something good to come back. I think we find plenty of pickings for us down in that mine.
I hope so. Hey, there's the first ship in now.
And Darrigan?
The Catalina's circling. We'll follow as soon as the dub's finished its run. Hey, you want me to line up, too?
Line up?
I'm ready to land. There's nothing to stop us now, boss. We'll just follow him in.
No. No, there is no need to land.
I'd land. But you said you wanted to find this place.
And I have found it, Roger. I know exactly where it is. You wait for Aragon to land, and then you turn south again.
I don't get you, boss. I thought you wanted to see those guys down there.
I see them in plenty of time. But first, we fly away from here, just a little way. And then maybe we put down, Roger.
Now, look, do you want to land it, don't you? First you say one thing and then the other.
But not at Bull Moose Lake.
But why? If this is what we come to see...
Do you forget Pierre Le Grongly, my little frog?
He's still in the cabin, isn't he? He was feeling airsick.
So we put down to make him feel better. And maybe do a little job for Louis Rouge. Now, fly south, Roger, while I work out my plan.
Thank you. there's no doubt about it. You fellows have made a thorough mess of it this time.
Well, don't blame all of us, Mr. Avery. It was entirely my fault.
Oh, it was just one of those things, Hop. Anyone would have made the same mistake.
Well, there's one mistake I shouldn't have made. If I'd had any sense, I'd have kept well away from Bull Moose Lake. Then he'd have never found the place.
Well, he's found it now. The way he's hovering up there, he's having a darn good look at it, too.
What's eating him, I wonder? I thought he'd come down straight after us.
He'll come down, you can guarantee that. He'll come down and expect me to take him right over the plant. These snoopers always do.
I wouldn't let Red Louie anywhere near the plant, Mr. Avery. He's not a man you can trust.
I didn't bring him here, Lincoln. It was you and these worthy friends of yours.
Chris, I don't think he's putting down at all.
What's that?
Jingo, he isn't. He's shooting through.
You mean he's flying south again?
Certainly looks like it.
Now, why the dickens should he do that? His interest here at the mine.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you spoke to him yourself the other day, Mr. Avery. Didn't you notice how keen he was to talk about the gold mine?
That's right, but I don't suppose there's anything suspicious about that, really. Everyone's interested in a gold find.
Well, he doesn't look as if he is now. He's definitely on his way. I reckon we can forget all about him, Mr. Avery.
Good.
Oh, don't be so sure of that, Tank. Now that Red Louie knows about Bull Moose Lake, we'll have to be more on our guard than ever.
Well, I don't know why you dislike this man so much, Lincoln, but Tinker's right. We can forget about him for the moment. I have something to show you, boys. Something really exciting.
Oh, what is it?
Come over to the office and you'll see. Harris!
Yes, Mr. Avery?
Have some of the men unload these planes, will you? I'm taking Mr. Lincoln and his friends to show them the result of our first day's work. Well, what do you think of it?
You mean to say that's gold in that bag? Solid gold?
It's not solid, Tinker, but it is gold. That's the result of our first crushing. Pretty good, eh?
That's fantastic, Mr. Avery. I didn't expect you to have any real results for a week or more.
Between ourselves, neither did I. As you know, I've been stepping up operations so that we can get a few good loads away before the bad weather starts. But if we can pull gold like this out of the ground in one day, oh, we'll be millionaires before we've had the first fall of snow.
How much would you say is in that bag, Mr. Avery?
It's not the weight of it that matters, Lincoln. It's the value. This lot, the result of only a couple of hours' work, is worth, nearly $5,000.
Holy smoke!
Well, you'd better let us fly it south for you right away, Mr. Avery. That's real money.
No, we're not going to sell this. It's our first production, and I'm going to keep it as a lucky token. Right here at Bull Moose Lake.
Do you think that's wise, Mr. Avery?
Lincoln, before many days are out, there'll be tens of thousands of dollars worth of gold lying about this place. Who's going to bother about one small bag?
Well, I don't know. It's always a temptation.
It'll stay over here in the safe where we can look at it whenever we feel like giving up. There. It can stay on view for a few hours. I expect all the boys will want to see it when they finish work tonight.
Oh, do you mean to say you're going to leave the safe open?
Good heavens, you fellas are a lot of old women. Who do you think's going to take the stuff?
Have you forgotten that third plane, Mr. Avery?
No, this Red Louis Duval character. If he were here, I'd certainly lock the safe. But didn't we see him flying south?
Yes, that's true. I think we can stop panicking, Chris. Whatever Red Louis' plans are, he's not likely to come back today, is he?
Probably not. It's just that I'm naturally cautious, I suppose.
And a good thing, too. But forget your caution now. This is our first day of operation. I want to show you boys right over the plant and give you an idea just how much it's going to mean to you.
You are sure we can put down here, Roger?
Yeah, easy. Nothing better than the frozen surface of a river. With a little snow on top, it's nice and flat.
The snow? Can we land in the snow?
There's no need to get into a flap, Mr. Duval. Didn't I fit skis onto the landing gear before we left the airfield?
We you do this. I remember now.
I've flown in this part of the world before. You can't get anywhere without them. Now, stand by.
We are landing?
Right now.
Rochers, that noise.
It's okay. It's only the skids. It'll stop in a minute, and so will we. Hey, you couldn't get anything sweeter than that.
No, you did very well, Rogers. You are a good pilot.
I've been telling you that. Now, maybe you can tell me something, Mr. Duval.
What do you want to know?
Well, we've swung around so that we're less than 10 miles from Bull Moose Lake. We came down behind a range of hills so that no one could see us. That's all very interesting, but what's the big idea?
The big idea, Rogers, is my plan. I go now to start it working.
Now, wait a minute, boss. That doesn't tell me a thing.
I tell you later. Now I wake up my little frog, Pierre, and put him to work.
Oh, monsieur. Monsieur, the plane, why does it stop? Does it crash?
Of course we do not crash. We have landed, Pierre, less than 10 miles from Bull Moose Lake.
Bull Moose Lake? I do not know this place.
You can read a map?
But of course. Am I not a hunter? I can follow a map and go anywhere in this country.
Then take this.
What is it you want Pierre to do?
I want you to go on foot to this mine at Bull Moose Lake and do a little job for me.
You don't come with me?
No. It is better for you to go alone. Then no one will see you. It is most important, Pierre, that Lincoln and his friends do not see you.
They are at the mine?
Oui, they are there now. I am hoping they will still be there by the time you reach the place.
If they are, they see Pierre. They see his knife, too.
No, you will forget the knife. This is a job for the brain, Pierre.
If I go there, do I not hit just once at these Yankees?
You will hit them, mon ami. You will hit so hard that they never come near this place again.
Forgetting his air sickness, Pierre listens eagerly to Red Louis' plan. How do they intend to strike at Chris and Hop? Will Pierre be seen at Bull Moose Lake? There is a cunning and dangerous plan building against the boys, so don't miss the next thrilling episode of The Air Adventures of Hop Harrigan.